Once we were lost in darkness, but now we walk in light. For through the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus, forgiveness conquers sin and life conquers death. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob. Now, on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome all of you to St. Cyril. Hard to believe, but it's been nearly 18 months since we last gathered in person for a 9 a.m. Mass. Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
I will confess, I became quite used to the 10 a.m. Mass. So getting up a little earlier today to come to this one was a little rough, as I am not a morning person anyway. So if I look a little ragged, I stumble over my words, please forgive me. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I think the gospel reading today is pretty straight up to understand. Condensed down in Jesus' answers throughout the reading is a good summary of his whole ministry. He is the bread of life, eternal life. Whoever comes to him will never hunger. Whoever believes in him will never thirst. And that full participation in eating the body and drinking the blood of Jesus comes from the personal commitment that we make to follow Christ, a commitment which fully draws us in to absorb all of his teachings, to become a faithful believer, such that our lives are lived imitating the life he lived as he gave it up for others. But here's where it gets tough. For at times, there is nothing easy about living a spirit-filled life on this side of the cross, no matter how enticing we try to make it. Living a spirit-filled life is a battle. And that's why Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, 11, he says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You know, Paul here minces no words. He lets us know we are in a battle. But it isn't against a human enemy. Rather, it is spiritual. It is against Satan and his demonic forces. Paul continues to tell us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, where he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness." Now, this reveals the fact that a Christian life sometimes can be difficult. Jesus himself spoke of this in the Beatitudes when he says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." And Jesus reiterates this later on in Matthew chapter 10, where he says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep amongst the wolves, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." You know, if you think about it, this really is not a very popular recruiting technique, right? Become a Christian and experience attacks and trials and persecution. But we have to hear it. We have to embrace it. We cannot pick and choose only those parts of being a disciple of Christ that are soft and easy, for that does not lead us fully into the light. Rather, we must completely understand the true nature of being a faithful follower of Christ. And part of being that faithful follower means there will be spiritual battle in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Now, one of the primary places where the spiritual battles are fought, it's up here. It's in our thought life. Our minds are the front lines of the spiritual battle. And that's why Paul, in our second reading today, says, "Put away the old self. Put away your former way of life corrupted with deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. renewed in the spirit of your minds. So the spiritual battle begins, and it begins in our heads. And fortunately, Scripture tells us how to fight this battle. From 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter tells us, gird the loins of your mind. Let me repeat that. Gird the loins of your mind. You know, by using this expression, Peter is telling us to prepare our minds for action, to strengthen our minds, to have them ready for thoughts and actions that are faithful to God, to be mentally ready for that spiritual battle. Now, I'm willing to bet most of us here this morning, we've all had things that have happened in our lives that trigger a huge negative response within. And what do we tend to do with that huge negative response that we have inside of us? We tend to end up replaying it over and over and over again in our minds. It becomes that endless loop. Someone did you wrong. Someone treats you unfairly. And that negative looping cycle starts. And you can't stop it. You can't let go of it. You keep thinking about it. What Peter is telling us, though, is strengthen your mind. Be ready so you do not focus on what is negative, evil, and false. You know, if you're consumed by worry, by hate, by fear, by unforgiveness, and other negative thoughts, be strong. Let those thoughts go. Those thoughts will hold you down. Instead, focus on what is good, what is true, what is righteous, what is godly. Focus on how God will deliver you. It may be difficult, but you can change, and you can control, and you can choose how you think. Amen?
Amen.
Next, we can use Proverbs 4:23, one of my personal favorites. With closest custody, guard your heart, for in it are the wellsprings of life. In essence, be careful what you allow into your heart and into your mind. If you allow anger and bitterness into your heart and mind, do not be surprised when your life is full of conflict and you are unhappy. If you allow jealousy into your life, do not be surprised that you are never satisfied. Be careful what you allow into your hearts and minds. You know, with social media, TV, the internet, everything is at your fingertips anymore. And a lot of it is garbage. A lot of TV, social media, and the internet points very hard away from God. Yet most people spend more time on these than they do in prayer or reading the Word of God. So you must discern. Discern what you allow from the world into your heart and into your mind. For if you allow things that are not of God into your essence, they will take root within, and they will grow, and they will take you down a path you do not want to go. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8 warns us of this. A person will reap what he sows. The one who sows his flesh will reap corruption, but the one who sows the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So with closest custody, guard your hearts, guard your minds. Do not let evil get a foothold in your life. Amen?
Amen.
And finally, just check your thoughts often. Test what is running through your mind with these questions. Are these thoughts of a godly nature, or are these thoughts pulling me away from God? You know, we're always in danger of being preoccupied with things that are not of the will of God. So check yourself often and cleanse your mind of those thoughts that pull you away from God. You know, our Christian minds, our hearts, our attitudes all come from our personal choices. We are fully and individually responsible for those choices. It's not up to the church or clergy or anyone else to do that for you. Your choices are your choices. Choose to renew your mind in God. Jesus Christ has already claimed the final victory through his death and resurrection. The door is open, and the path to eternal life has been shown to us. Commit your minds and hearts to follow the path. Then fight the battle to stay on that path. Thank you, Saint Cyril. May God guide and protect you. May he bless you and your families all your days.
Amen.